Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins was elected in November in part because of her promises of reform. Rollins criticized cash bail, vowed to send more drug users to treatment instead of jail, and said she would stop prosecuting 15 low-level crimes. Her agenda came into sharp focus recently after a public rebuke from the state public safety secretary. Underneath the war of words, though, is the question, what's happening on the ground? WBUR's Walter Wuffman takes a look today on what is Rollins' 100th day in office.
Calling Commonwealth versus Alexandra Roberts, docket number 1801-CR-2002.
Custody.
This is not a court. It's a second-floor conference room in Roxbury, where on a recent Sunday afternoon, about a dozen volunteers reenact key players in a courtroom.
Yes, sir.
Colin Delaney, a bartender from Cambridge, plays the clerk.
Ms. Roberts is being charged with possession with intent to distribute a Class B substance, shoplifting, and resisting arrest.
The volunteers are training to go sit in court and collect data. They have to learn how a court works in here, because in an actual courtroom, judges and lawyers have their own language. One of the lead organizers, Mallory Honora, explains.
I always use the example of, if you have watched Law & Order, you are totally a normal American, and also that is not how court works at all, not even close, or a little bit.
They will join a group of more than 100, who, 5 days a week, in four courts in the Boston Municipal Court System, sit and watch arraignments and shifts. They're called Courtwatch MA, and they're specifically looking for how assistant district attorneys prosecute 15 crimes— the 15 crimes Rachel Rollins placed on a list of charges to be declined when she campaigned for DA. Many of these volunteers supported Rollins' bid for office. Atara Rich Shea is a lead organizer.
We really want her to be successful. You know, we think that the kind of change that she is promising will make a huge difference to the people who are being prosecuted and the people who are sort of churned through our courts.
The court watchers take notes with paper and pen and then enter them in an online form. A volunteer data analyst compiles them into a spreadsheet. And although Rollins was swept into office on a promise to radically change the way the Suffolk County DA's office prosecutes crime, the court watchers say during the first few months, nothing was changing.
I think we were finding, unfortunately, that there's been no shift and no change. Every week, we see the same racial disparities. We see the same number of prosecutions for charges on the do not prosecute, the same kinds of asking for bail in situations where our understanding was that bail would no longer be asked for.
Court watchers logged cases in which the DA promised to eliminate cash bail or not prosecute at all, but where the opposite was happening. Cases like this one. In February, a man a court watcher described as homeless was arraigned for larceny under $1,200. The prosecutor asked for $500 bail, and the judge set it to $200, which he couldn't make. He went back to jail.
I just think about the people who are being prosecuted for those things right now, who spent a weekend in jail or are in jail because they couldn't afford bail or have to come back to court and don't really understand why, while we are waiting.
And there was a simple reason for it. Rollins hadn't released any sort of guidance, any office policy, telling her assistant district attorneys to do anything differently. So although Rollins was still out in public talking about reforming the criminal justice system, the court watchers say that in the absence of a policy, the regular business of court told a different story. Then, 3 months into her time in office, things changed.
Rollins, elected last November, issued a 66-page memo. In it are 15 charges she wants prosecutors to dismiss.
15 low-level crimes like shoplifting and drug possession.
The policy memo requires line prosecutors get supervisors' approval to request cash bail. It asks them to report the presence of immigration and customs enforcement agents to her or her top deputies. And crucially, those 15 charges were, with a few conditions, not to be prosecuted. Why? Rollins pointed to internal data that showed that 17 of the 25 most commonly prosecuted crimes in Suffolk County are nonviolent.
Overwhelmingly, this list of 15, they're not violent crimes, and they are clogging people up in the criminal justice system. I want to focus on violent crimes.
But not everybody is happy about the policy. A week after its release, Governor Charlie Baker's public safety secretary, Thomas Turco, came out with a public letter saying Rollins' policies would restrict the state's ability to protect victims of serious crimes and hurt its efforts to fight the opioid crisis. Governor Baker himself, leaving his office the next afternoon, told reporters he shared Turco's concerns.
You send a really bad message, not just to people who might potentially do those sorts of things, but you send a really bad message to the people who would be on the receiving end of that type of behavior.
Some Rollins supporters took the attack on her policies personally. Monica Cannon Grant, an anti-violence activist, organized a rally in Rollins' support.
We elected her. We can't leave her. We can't let her take these shots and not have her back. We gotta be her bulletproof vest.
Rollins promised never to back down from a fight.
This is an example of when someone slaps you in the face and thinks you're gonna turn away and cry, and you take your earrings off, roundhouse kick them dead in the face, and then punch them to the ground.
Secretary Turco's office declined to comment. Rollins' office said the two met yesterday and had a, quote, positive and productive conversation. Underneath the fight, though, is a question. Is this memo, publicly controversial as it is, actually changing the way the DA's office operates? The court watchers say that although the sample size is small, they are seeing some changes in court. Here, again, is Court Watch MA organizer Atara Rich Shea.
They're seeing a lot more cases get dismissed at the outset and before arraignment. So we're hopeful that's what the data will show, since that's what we're hearing happening in the court.
As for Rollins, she says she relies on CourtWatch MA's reporting.
We are fortunate to have CourtWatch, which is showing up every day and holding, and I'm not joking, I mean it. Like, I'm excited that the community's involved, right? And very candidly, I'm sometimes learning from CourtWatch what it is that's happening in my office.
There's evidence to show some of what Rollins is doing is not new. A data analysis by the ACLU of Massachusetts shows a majority of the cases involving crimes on her decline to prosecute list were diverted or dismissed by the former DA. What Rollins has done is make it policy. Rahsaan Hall is the director of the ACLU's racial justice program.
And so why disrupt people's lives like this if the case should have never been brought in the first place because it was only going to get dismissed or the person was going to be acquitted?
But Hall acknowledges Rollins is up against an entrenched system.
I recognize that she is one individual in a larger system that is highly problematic and has a deep history of racism and racially disparate prosecution and enforcement of laws. And there's only so much that this one black woman can do to undo generations of a system rooted in white supremacy.
DA Rollins has been in office 100 days. Her term is 4 years. These first months show that fulfilling the promises she ran on will be an uphill battle. What's for sure, though? All eyes are on her. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.